Good morning. So we're speaking about the Midah of Tzipia. Tzipia could be translated as anticipation. Probably Kaveh El Hashem would mean to hope to God, but Tzipia LeYeshua means anticipation. Were you hopefully anticipating something? And the Chafetz Chaim writes that throughout the year we have a mitzvah animam be'emunah shleima that Mashiach could come today, and we have a mitzvah to hope that he comes today. However, we all know that it says Benisan Nigalu uBenisan Asidin Ligal. In Nisan we were redeemed, and in Nisan will be the future redemption. Now, it doesn't have to be that way. It just means that it's a most opportune time, and therefore it should raise our hopes. To what level does that mean we should all be in our suits today with our briefcases ready to fly to Eretz Yisrael? The Chafetz Chaim writes that throughout the year it suffices to hope pretty much as you would hope to win the lotto. You have a big lottery. Do you think you're going to win? No. Will you probably win? No. But maybe it's enough that you go out and spend a dollar to buy a ticket. That's enough hope that's necessary to fulfill this mitzvah throughout the year. However, when it comes to the month of Nisan, because Chazal tells us it's such an opportune time, says the Chafetz Chaim, in Nisan, you should look at it like a 50-50 chance. How many of us would run to buy a ticket if we had a 50-50 chance of making $1 million? And what kind of investment is it? You buy a ticket for a dollar, $2, $10. How many would you buy if you had a 50-50 chance? So the Chafetz Chaim says during this month, we should have that much hope. Hoping and anticipating with a 50-50 chance. And I just think that perhaps I certainly am not on the Madrega to, wow, 50-50 chance. Let me quickly change to my best suit and get stuff ready, pack up my bags, my most beloved belongings, and I want to come with me, you know. We might not be on the level, but I'll give you one thing that we could hopefully think about. And that is, when Mashiach does come, a lot of our challenges will go away. A lot of those opportunities to fix things will go away. We'll almost have no Yetzirah. We still will have a Yetzirah, but very limited. So we have an opportunity now to grab life by the horns and do things now that we'll actually get a lot of reward for because of our challenges. Take upon ourselves to finish a small Masech that we never did. Maybe take upon ourselves to tell our parents how much we appreciate them. Because once Mashiach comes, the challenges, for the most part, will go away. So, before Mashiach comes, and grab the opportunities that come up.